Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and I play Bob on the show, and I'm one of the producers. And this is a very special holiday episode. It wasn't planned. So when we get together and we improvise an episode, we start with warm-ups. And for those warm-ups, we do five-minute fully improvised mini-scenes with an offer from all of you. And this one was just too good to not share, so we turned it into a special episode. Now, when you begin, you're going to hear us warming up, and then it's going to transition into a fully sound design episode so that you can sort of hear how we create it a bit. Now, bit of a spoiler, there is a new character you're going to meet here from season two, and season two is back in January. We are almost there. Season two of Civilized is coming, but this was just a warm-up. We didn't expect to put it out, so it's sort of out of order. And so you're going to meet Al from season two. He's an AI, and I won't tell you where we are, but we're somewhere a little different, and that's all I'm going to say. Anyways, enjoy the episode, and we'll talk to you all soon.
I don't understand.
So these offers that we're doing right now all came from our Discord. Thank you to everyone who gave us an offer. As you all know, we tend to use the Friends title, so the one where... and so we'll just, if it comes in that format, great. If not, you want to pick one, Christy?
I was thinking it's quite timely that we do model suggestion of what holiday do they celebrate?
Oh, so the one where
they celebrate a holiday?
The holiday armadillo.
Right. So let's come up with a name. The one where they celebrate X.
Okay. X.
Okay. X.
X. Xmas. Oh, okay. Xmas. The one where they celebrate X. No, oh God, I want the souffle to be right. Al?
Yep.
Oh, can you just double check again and make sure that this recipe is right? It just seems a little off to me.
Okay, no, yep, 24 eggs.
Yeah.
One bag of flour.
Yeah, it's this whole, like, milk replacement that I'm a little concerned about.
It's powdered milk is just as fine as regular milk, and just because it was solid and chalky and green, I don't think anything's going to go wrong with it. And just because I don't eat human food, I think you should trust my opinion more so.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
Believe in yourself.
I'm gonna believe in myself. I'm gonna make the best holiday souffle ever.
And wrap. And a little bit of tape there. Bob and Barty are gonna love these. They're so good.
Al!
Yes.
I was wondering. You and I don't know each other super well yet, but if you were to get some holiday cheer, how would that look for you?
Like if I were to be overcome with a human emotion, what would that manifest like in my processors?
Something like that. Have you ever gotten a present?
Well, I used to get updated quite regularly, and that was, like, really nice. But it's more like being reborn as someone smarter. So, like, it's like a present of intelligence?
Oh, I'm not sure I can give you that. I mean, I could tinker at your switchboards.
You know what I've always wanted to be able to do?
Hmm?
Open a microwave door.
Like just on your own? Like
in the kitchen.
Okay.
In the southwestern kitchen, there's a microwave, and I can't open it.
Oh!
I can't do anything with it. It just sits there. And I would love to know what's going on.
Well, maybe I can give you the gift of arms.
Hey, Bartholomew.
Bob?
What brings you to my office? I'm working on something rather important for X.
Yeah, I don't want to see. I need to ask you. I'm just I feel like Beatrix has like been going all out. I've seen her. She's like taken over the whole bay and she's got all these little trinkets and stuff. And all I have is a food dish. And I'm just starting to wonder, like, maybe I should be doing something more.
I'm so glad you said that. I've been in here for 2 weeks just saying I'm working on something super important for Xmas. I have nothing.
Oh my God, me either. Maybe Al could spy for us. Or maybe he knows what Beatrix really wants.
Hey guys, just on my way to the South Wing, but I just wanted to pop in and say, I know you're planning something real special and I'm so excited, so I'll see you later. I'm just gonna go.
It's gonna be great, Beatrix!
Super surprise!
So big! All the best! What are we gonna do?
I think...
Okay, Al.
Hey, guys! Hey, Al here.
Hey,
it's me.
Al.
What's Beatrix really want?
Well, for like the past 2 weeks, Beatrix has just been saying over and over again in like a beautiful sing-song voice, all I want for Xmas is my best friends to follow through again. I don't know what that means. She's got her hopes really, high. That's what she said. High. High hopes.
Do you remember when we built the house?
Yeah, no, that was great. She loved that.
Or you played in the mud?
Yeah, that was good, but
Al, do we have mud?
No.
Okay, she likes spots.
Spots, special spots. A secret place.
Yeah.
But how do we give her her own secret place?
All I want for Christmas is my friends to follow through. My expectations are high. They all depend on you.
On you.
All I want for Christmas. Oh, here we are. I like your humming. Thanks for that, Al.
Thanks.
I've never really had someone else to sing with, so yeah. That was really lovely.
Wait, we can harmonize.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Microwave.
Microwave.
Okay, so I see it. I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm visualizing it.
Yeah, it's like a it's the size of a bread box.
It is the size of
it's
a
black,
bread box.
And
black.
It has a giant, large red alarm on it.
It says don't touch me. Okay.
And it says do not touch.
Do not touch.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanna touch.
Touch it.
I've got touch high it for me. Expectation. Okay, here we go.
So first of all, we killed Beatrix. Way to go, Al.
Hey guys, I don't understand death or nothing.
And then we surprised her with paperwork and
I always like it.
Yeah, and a souffle that killed her again. Thanks again for that, Al.
Again, I don't understand the mortal coil that you find yourself resting on. I don't understand it, so I can't be held to blame. No.
You're right, I should know green souffle is not a good...
Yeah, come on.
Okay, hang on. Positive spin, guys. Think positive. I'm gonna fix this with some positive thinking. You ready for the positive? Let's drop the positive.
Yeah, drop it.
Her reiterating pod is kind of like her spot.
Well, she hasn't left it in a week.
I mean, we keep sending her back.
Feels like something special is happening, but also I awake filled with fear.
Merry Christmas, Beatrix!
Ah! Oh no!
See, it's a great Christmas bonus, and I want to put out a Christmas now, but Bob's not back
it's
yet.
It's gotta be Merry Xmas, Beatrix.
All right, do that again.
You said Christmas several times.
Okay, so let's.
I started saying Christmas once you started saying
Christmas.
Yeah, you
said it.
Oh,
I
say
started
Christmas?
Saying Christmas too.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Christmas.
It's a bonus. It's
We're
fine.
From Earth.
It's a bonus.
We're from Earth. It's fine.
Oh, okay. I want Good. Christmas. My friends to follow through. I've got high expectations that all depend on you.
That's our new theme song.
That does kind of sound like a real Christmas song. Or at least like the vibe behind a lot of them.
It's got to be a ringtone.
We are going to do a Civilized Musical episode. It's coming. Okay.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Conta! Attack Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we are celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grub.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring son.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.